Gary Kinder is founder and creator of WordRake editing software. He is also a lawyer and a New York Times best-selling author who has taught over 1,000 writing programs at the most prestigious law firms in the U.S. He has dedicated his career into teaching legal professionals how to write precisely, vividly, concisely, and memorably. Kinder channeled his many years of intelligence about superior writing and editing into the software program. WordRake is now being used by thousands of law firms and organizations to tighten their prose and become better writers. Kinder authors weekly writing tips as well as a blog called WriteToThePoint.com. WordRake is a new software program that enables lawyers to improve their writing and become far more persuasive than without this tool. This is more than just checking your grammar. Any program can do that. This actually helps you to improve your writing. If you're an associate needing to have your work reviewed by a senior partner, this tool will enable you to present a far better product for review. And of course, be viewed as a much better lawyer. If you're a sole practitioner, you may not have the benefit of a good editor at your elbow. This tool will make you better.
Gary, welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's nice to be talking with you.
Tell me a little bit about WordRake and what does this software do that the lawyers should learn about?
WordRake jumpstarts the editing process for lawyers. You compose a contract, it can be a memorandum, it can be a brief in Microsoft Word, and then you select the text. You can do a sentence or a paragraph at a time. You can select the entire brief, for instance, which is what I usually do, and then you just hit the rake button, and it will rake through a document and highlight words that are dull and unnecessary. So it sits above a typical grammar checker or spell checker, and because you can have a sentence that's grammatical and all the words are spelled correctly, but you still have words that aren't necessary in the sentence. And if you have words that aren't necessary, those words automatically get in the way of the words that are trying to convey meaning. Therefore, you have to remove them, and then you're writing clearly and concisely. So it helps you get rid of these words, and it's extremely fast. It'll put out about 25 pages with roughly, I'm trying to remember now, 300 to 400 edits in about 1 minute. And once it rakes through the document and highlights words that should be at least should be considered to be deleted or replaced, you then have you're automatically sent right back to the beginning, and you accept or reject just as you do on standard track changes ribbon. Just hit accept or reject for each of the edits. We do not have an accept all button because I think those are dangerous when you're dealing with something like, as you know, you've written so many books, Ed, that if, when you're dealing with the English language and you have 175,000 words and an endless number of permutations, even WordRake's not going to get it perfect all the time. So we'll give you an accurate edit somewhere between 80 and 90% of the time. And lawyers tell us that from that 80 or 90% or from the 100%, they will accept. We've had anywhere from 50 to 90% of the edits they accept. But we'll get rid of words like indeed, for instance. And some people just really like the word indeed, so they're going to want to leave it in there. So all you do is hit the reject button, and then it just goes to the next edit, and you accept or reject that next edit.
Well, I like the way you say it's a cut above the grammar. I mean, one of the things I think both WordPerfect, and I'm an old WordPerfect user still to this day, and Word do, is that they check your grammar, and you are presented with some really interesting dilemmas. I'm not quite sure where they get their grammatical rules, but nevertheless, it doesn't help you become more persuasive. And I've seen the work that WordRake does, and it really is intended to help you become more persuasive. I remember a story about Jerry Seinfeld where he would work hours and hours to reduce even by one word his routine. But that that work effort on his part made that routine so much better.
Yeah, it's, back in the 60s and 70s, you probably don't remember those days because you were too young back then, but there was, you know, when all the rallies and the sit-ins and the marches and protests, there was a rallying cry that went like this: if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Right.
In other words, there's no middle ground. And it's the same way with the writing, these words. I've been teaching lawyers for 25 years that if a word is not conveying meaning to the reader, it's getting in the way of the words that are trying to convey the meaning. So when you remove those, now your writing becomes more concise, easier to understand, and therefore more persuasive.
Right. So what got you into this? I know that you're a lawyer. How long did you practice, and what caused you to sort of make a left turn, or right turn as the case may be, to get into this field?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was like many things in life, it's an accident. I had my law degree and from the University of Florida, and passed the bar exam, and within a few days, I was on my way out west. I had never seen snow, and I wanted to live in a ski area for a while. Ended up in Sun Valley, Idaho, and while I was there, I worked in the prosecutor's office part-time. The prosecutor in this little county was part-time, and I was his assistant, so it was part-time, but I had about one trial a week in this small prosecutor's office. But while I was there, things kind of settled out for me, and I didn't have to be going to school and working in the summer, I had time to think about things, and I decided that, I really wanted to write. And so I started writing more and more, and then I started publishing in national magazines, and I published a couple of books. And then in about 1988, decided to move my family over to Seattle. And when I got here, I thought, well, I'll approach one of the big firms. They'll see the light and accept me as an in-house editor, someone to help the partners on the more important briefs, and someone to help train the associates. The firm I approached, the biggest firm around here, thought that, the practice group heads loved the idea, but the practice groups didn't love it. But one of the practice group heads asked me if I would come in and teach them a writing program, teach them how to do what I do in writing clean, clear, concise sentences. So I created this writing seminar, and that was right about the time that CLE was becoming mandatory in most states. And after I had this material, I started teaching, and realized that I could maybe teach at other firms. And pretty soon that ended up growing very, very quickly. And I, for the last 25 years, I traveled around the country teaching writing programs to lawyers. But while I was doing that, I started seeing signs in our writing, red flags, if you will, just things that will. If you look for these signs, they will point you in a direction in a sentence, a paragraph, where you're most likely to find words that are unnecessary. And the first one was the word of. If you look around the word of, often you're going to find words you can get rid of. And a quintessential example to illustrate that one from lawyers is the terms of the contract state. You don't need the terms and the contract. You just need one or the other. But that of's right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking for of's. And then I started and realized that the word in introduced hundreds of just pat junk phrases. And pretty soon I had a finite set of signs. And I realized one day that I hadn't seen any more. It was finite. So I got a patent on the methods of using those signs to edit. And then since then, I've gotten five more patents. So I have a total of six patents on the technology underneath WordRake. And from there, I started creating algorithms and working with engineers and putting together this program.
So, well, the program, at least as I saw it demonstrated in one of the technology shows quite some time ago, is, I think, incredible. It's it doesn't stop you at the grammar rules, but really looks at the persuasiveness and the the ease of understanding the document, which is what I like, which was what attracted me to it. Now, are you working primarily or exclusively with the legal community with WordRake, or are you going to other industries as well?
Well, we'll be branching out. We're already starting. We're having a lot of people, our students who are not law students are buying WordRake. We've got a couple of universities that that want to install it, you know, for the whole campus. And we are also the we just sold a multi-year, multi-subscription WordRake to the software to the U.S. Postal Service, and we're talking to other people in government agencies. So it applies to everybody. This is something else I've told lawyers for years, Ed, is that what I'm going to teach you today, you can use to write poetry. You can write novels. You can write briefs and memoranda. It's writing. And people who try to tell you that legal writing is different than writing in a novel, I think don't really understand words and the writing process.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the vocabulary might be different. But the idea of conveying an idea or a thought, a feeling, like you were talking about Jerry Seinfeld, you know, he wanted to get that one last word out so the syntax was right. And that's really the quality of the writing. That's what we're going for in WordRake, is the quality. It might be grammatically correct, but is it really a quality sentence? And that's what lawyers have to write, is quality sentences, and do it over and over and over again in a modicum of time. So our first market was pretty obvious to us because of my background and my teaching and all the contacts that over the last 25 years. But we're rapidly moving into government and business and education.
Well, I can understand education, writing, and business. What I have a hard time understanding is how the post office is going to benefit from you. But that's another matter. What would you say are the main benefits for lawyers in considering WordRake?
Well, I mentioned modicum of time. Lawyers get stuck between having not as much time as they would like to have for the writing, and yet it's got to be really good. They have to keep clients. They're going to keep clients if they win more cases, if they communicate clearly with clients, if they communicate clearly with opponents, even with colleagues. And also, you've got an associate writing for a partner, and how much time is a partner going to have to spend editing what the associate has written? So I look at WordRake, the editing software, is a collaboration where, you know, it's always the late at night, the briefs, you know, got to file this thing by midnight, and it's 11 o'clock, and you're by yourself, and there's nobody there to look over your shoulder, and you want it to be the best you can make it. Well, if you have WordRake, you just push one button, and it'll just ripple through in a matter of seconds, and it will highlight words that you can probably get rid of, and it's a very quick process going through accepting and rejecting. And sometimes what will happen, it'll point out things, and I get this comment all the time from lawyers who are good writers. They'll say, I can't believe I didn't see that. You know, I said, well, the reason they didn't see it is the same reason I don't see it when I write my books and my editor in New York, you know, starts cutting stuff out, is because I'm so close to it that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I've read it so many times I want to throw up, you know, and if I have to read it again. But that's this collaboration. Now, sometimes WordRake will suggest an edit that really doesn't make sense. But the lawyer who wrote that sentence will realize what WordRake was trying to do and then do it manually. And so that's where the collaboration comes in. It's a combination of doing something that really is, it's pure technology, but it spots things that we're too tired to see or too familiar with to see or don't know to see sometimes.
Yeah, it's always the document or the letter that I see in the file the day after it has been sent out, and my eye automatically goes to that error, but the day before when I was reviewing it, just did not see it, just escaped me altogether. It's interesting, you know, an image that comes to me when you talk about this is the associate giving the file or the letter, the document, whatever, to the partner for him or her to review, accept, redline, or what have you. And I'm thinking, boy, what a benefit that would be to the associate, who could then present a higher quality product to the partner for review and therefore be thought of better, as more capable, and yet all the time to be saved by the partner because the review would go much faster.
Well, it enables the partner to spend his or her time on the flow of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Is it persuasive enough? And do the citations support what the associate is writing? So it helps with that, so they can concentrate on the more important things. And also, what happens in WordRake stays in WordRake. So an associate can write something that needs a fair amount of editing, but it all gets done quietly within privately within that associate's office. Nobody has to know about it until a partner reads the final version.
Gary, tell us where people can find out more about WordRake and how they can try it before buying it.
Go right to wordrake.com, and that's WORDRAKE, wordrake.com, and it explains more about it there. We have a lot of comments and testimonials and reviews. We're getting reviewed all over the place now. It's been really gratifying. It's really starting to catch hold. And there's a buy page there that'll walk you through that. There are discounts for if you buy for 2 years or for 3 years. There are discounts if you have five or more people, up to 1,000 or more lawyers. We signed subscription agreements with large firms that are buying 100, 200, three-year licenses at a time. And it'll all be explained right there. Something else, too, that your listeners might be interested in is associated with WordRake, and eventually it'll be on the WordRake site. Right now we have it as a separate website. It's called Write to the Point, and that's WRITE, to the point. And there I write a weekly writing tip and that concerns lawyers. And we've got close to 60 up there now. It's been going for over a year. These are things that it can be about passive voice, and it might be how to open a memorandum to a client. It could be things that the one coming out next week is about what associates need to do and what assigning lawyers need to do when the assignment is given, so that everybody's clear on who's doing what, what's expected of them. It can be all kinds of advice like that I've gleaned from teaching to lawyers for the last 25 years. And they'll find at that website, you can sign up for the weekly tips there or at WordRake, and you'll also find the repository, I guess is the word, depository. You'll find all of the old tips are there on that site, too, so you can review those.
Well, Gary, thank you for joining us today. I certainly will tell my clients about what you're doing and have them check it out for themselves. It will make their writing that much better. Again, thanks for joining us today.
Ed, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You have been listening to a Law Biz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. You can read more about this and other topics from the business of law at www.lawbizblog.com, or start your own discussion about this topic at www.lawbizforum.com. Join today. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about Law Biz Podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.